Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fan, all right, folks, phone lines are open. A lot of people are pissed.
Yep.
I'm going to play a hunch on that one. First call I saw was Jaden in Pennsylvania.
Let's go, Jay.
Jaden, what's the blame pie look like, man?
Yeah, I think it's. I know I've been tough before on Adam Peters, but I think it's Peters and Quinn 50%, and then that leads to the defense 50%. Listen, how embarrassing is it that the Rams traded all their draft picks, right? We've been terrible this whole time. Well, we were good last, so let me not say that. But the Rams traded all their picks. They won a Super Bowl, and the Rams still have better young talent than we do. How, like, they have Puka Nacua, who was a fifth-round pick. They drafted Atwell. Their defense is all young. Grant, and we've had high draft picks. They've done it without any first-round picks. We've had high draft picks outside of last year. And how are their young talent better than ours? Like, I get the whole culture thing. We need talent. Like, it seems like we value culture and personality. Guess what? Malik Nabers might not be the best culture guy. He's damn talented. Ja'Marr Chase might not block hard on every run play, but guess what? Super talented. It's like we just don't have a lot of high-end guys that are under 30 years old. I just don't understand how that's even possible when teams like the Rams trade all their picks and they're still more talented than we are right now. And they've done it with no first-round draft picks. And also, Dan Quinn, you're seeing why he was a second-tier head coaching candidate. Ben Johnson, in 1 year, has created a better system than Dan Quinn. People will say, oh, last year, we won 8 one-score games. That's not – you can't carry that over year after year. Caleb Williams isn't even playing as good as Jaden Daniels, and the Bears have a better operation. We all watch Monday night. You see what a top-tier coaching candidate is, and you're Dan Quinn, you're a defensive guy. Our defense stinks. It wasn't good last year. We gave up 55 in the NFC Championship game, and we gave up 32 to Detroit, and that's with 3 turnovers.
It's a good call. There are real questions to be asked. The Rams, I mean, just specifically about some of the stuff, the Rams bottomed out after the Super Bowl, went 5-12, had to recalibrate their approach from trading away all their picks. Mm-hmm. They've had a couple great drafts. Absolutely. Verse was a tremendous draft pick.
And it's been how many years since they won the Super Bowl?
4.
So they've had four or five.
Consistent, though.
But they have 4 or 5 years to build what they have right now. You're trying to talk about a team that's been here 1.5 years.
And
you got to give them enough time, dude.
Specifically with the Bears, they've won their last 3 games by 1-score games. Like, if Jaden doesn't fumble 2 weeks ago, the Bears probably lose that game. I hear some of your points, dude. There's some holes,
like,
too.
We look like we're wasting a guy in year 2 with not a lot of stuff around. I mean, defense can't stop anybody. and that's the sixth highest paid defense in the league. I mean, we got no. And I guess my last question before I go: who are the guys that are under 30 that you're confident will be here in 2 years?
That's a real question.
Players that you think would be,
dude. I don't care about 2 years from now. I care about them getting this stuff right this year. I mean, listen, bro. We can have all these comments. I mean, everybody can say what they want to say. I don't care about 2 years from now. And that's what the fan. You care about 2 years from now. You care about what you can't just throw away last year. And I would think they need more than a year and a half to build something to be sustainable.
But draft picks don't take that long to pop. I mean,
that's not true.
Right away.
Not, all of them don't hit right away, dude.
Some do, some don't.
So, that's what I'm saying. All of them don't hit right away. We can't just sit up here and all of a sudden
hit,
forget.
I mean,
he's a damn second round. He's a second pick of the first round. He better hit.
I think Jaden, you're understandably frustrated. I think everybody is. I think there are real questions to be asked about roster construction because, like, you don't have that many picks this year because you went and acquired veterans that are playing at a fairly high level. I mean, Debo was their offensive MVP through five games, and then he got hurt. When you look at what they're building, ideally, I'm going to hang up on you, Jaden, but thank you for the call. Ideally, you build for the short term and the long term, right? That's why you want a separation of church and state, because Dan Quinn's job is to just try to win every game and give everything right now to beating Kansas City next week. Ideally, your front office has the broader vision about beating Kansas City next week and being in a good position week 13 of 2026. Mm-hmm. Like those are ideally parallel goals, but they are on different tracks.
Totally.
And I don't know. I mean, when you start to think long-term, and we're about halfway through the season now, and it doesn't look very good. Doesn't mean anything's written in stone, but it's not looking great through seven games. Long-term, what are your pieces? What are your answers? You don't have a lot of good answers there. I mean, if you just go around the roster, you'd like to think Connerly long-term, Jaden, obviously, Luke and Lane, to some level, have shown that they should be a part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, I was super high on Quan Martin. I thought he was really good the second half of last year. I don't know what Quan gives you. Quan struggled this year, but the entire secondary has. Mikey Sammer still was a player that was fantastic last year. Hasn't necessarily been fantastic this year. So, yeah, I mean, there are
Mikey is completely, and this is what people don't understand. You go from being an outside corner where you could have the sideline to help protect you to now being an inside corner where a guy go both ways. That's a different position in all essence. And the problem is, let's be real. The fact that they went 12-5 last year threw a lot of fans in the wrong mindset. You all thought it was already done and they were already there. Yeah, well, people that kept cautioning you that what just because they're ahead of things does not mean they're not rebuilding anymore. So now that you are continuing and seeing the rebuild, you can't handle it. That 1 year last year, it was a spectacular year, but they still have to build. And you don't build it in 1 year, 2 years. It's not even at 2 years yet.
I agree with that, but
a
lot of their building has been veteran acquisitions.
I understand that. But if they didn't have those veteran acquisitions, they wouldn't have been at 12-5 last year.
Last year, I think at this point, the Lattimore trade is a miss. And you gave up valuable picks for that. I think Debo and Tunsil have been really good. You gave up valuable picks for that, but you also need players on the field. Sometimes I just think it's like the injury luck. In hockey, they call it puck luck, right? How a puck bounces. The injury situation is very significant. There were questions going into the offseason, and they got the massive benefit of the doubt because of the success in the first year. Now those questions are bubbling to the surface again, and it's like, I don't know exactly what the answers are. Dan Quinn was on Sirius XM NFL Radio. I'm getting this via Nikki Jabala, who Nikki just has eyes and ears everywhere all the time. DQ said on Sirius of Debo and Terry, both are trending right, and the plan is to have full weeks of practice for them leading up to Monday night in Kansas City.
Cool.
What does your gut say today, Wednesday, October 22nd, with the game Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 5 days away, and Washington does not practice today. They'll start practicing tomorrow.
They both play.
They both play? Why?
Debo had been playing, had a kind of a, and I think would have played if he, whatever happened in that game.
I think you saw something happen in the Bears game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That game made him not play, so they kept him out. I also feel that we felt that the production would be better against that team that was 31st ranked in the run game. And it wasn't. But I think Terry, they were like, one more week. Because you still felt you had the opportunity to win that game. And now, this is a gauntlet they're about to go through. Okay? I don't think anybody added Dallas to the gauntlet. Kansas City, Detroit, Seattle. That's the gauntlet. So, having those guys in those games, I think were, in their eyes, much more important. And you give everybody one more week, which put them farther away from the injury and closer to the health.
I think it's remarkable with McLaurin. I get it with Terry. The phrase, the juice is worth the squeeze. The juice of not putting him on IR is absolutely worth the squeeze, because what if you can get him back for the fourth game?
Yeah.
What if he's ready?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, the Noah Brown thing, I think, is a different conversation because the dude had been injured since May. But Terry, I 100% understand it.
Yeah. The whole thing about it, Terry, I understand. The Noah Brown thing, I mean, it's something I'll discuss in the offseason. I care about in the offseason. Right now, we're trying to figure out who the hell could play to win some games. And I still feel they were expecting Debo, Noah, Terry. And look at Debo's been hurt. Debo's been hurt. Terry got hurt. I mean, Noah's been hurt. Debo and Terry got hurt. That you never expect all three of them to be out. You know what I'm saying? So I understand. And I know people are, well, look how they put the room. Nobody thought those top three guys would be out. Nobody.
And certainly not at the same time.
And I know people, it's really easy.
Dude, the one person, like, Noah has a history of injuries. Debo has a history of being banged up and missing time.
Yeah.
Terry hadn't missed a game in 5 years.
Yeah, but I don't think.
If you want to say it's because he's 30, I don't agree. If you want to say it's because he held out.
No one expected all three guys to be injured.
At the same time.
At the same time. No one would have suspected that. That's why so many fans had so many high expectations, because they thought, oh, yeah, we got him now. But nobody thought all three of them would get hurt at one time. But things happen.
I mean, especially, like, at the exact same time, right?
Yeah.
Terry, you'll find no criticism from me about the decision-making process there, because I think it was a weird injury. And they're not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they knew what was going to happen. I don't think, frankly, that, like, Terry, I mean, remember he was going to different doctors and trying to figure everything out. I think he was trying to figure everything out. Mm-hmm. I do think you get Terry back. The Debo, I think so, but it was odd that he, like, the Debo situation seemed to have gotten much worse for him to not practice all of a sudden and not, and be, I mean, think about, they ruled him out Saturday,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't even take that to game time. He didn't even travel.
Yeah.
And we've seen that. It's funny, the lack of traveling when Jaden didn't go to, where were we? Jaden didn't go to week three. Where were we week three?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I can pull it up.
Now, week three, we were here.
So, remember, Jaden and Terry didn't go.
The second road trip.
Which was? It all starts to blend together, man.
Because Green Bay was the first.
Atlanta. Terry and Jaden didn't go to Atlanta, and everybody's like, oh, what is that? A lot of times hurt guys don't travel. Like, Sam Cosmi wasn't traveling, but nobody was too... Like, Sam Cosmi doesn't move the needle like the quarterback not going. For Debo not to go, though, last week to Dallas, to me, just said, okay, this is a little more serious than we understood.
Or they kind of knew he wasn't going to play.
Right, but...
You know, because it wasn't trending properly. You know, the thing of it...
In the same vein, I'm saying, like, yeah. They knew it's not even worth bringing him because he's not going to play.
Yeah.
Nowhere close to a game time decision.
Mm-hmm.
Still, sounds like Terry and Jaden are tracking Terry and Debo are tracking the right way.
Yeah.
I don't think we know what's up with Jaden, though.
We don't.
We had Theismann on the other day. He said, with a hamstring... I want him to sit at least a game.
But that's the thing about it. Hamstrings are so different. And that's why you'll never hear me say with this or with that, I think he should. Hamstrings can be tricky. The lower the injury, the less serious.
The higher, lower down on the
leg. On the leg. The higher, the worse. And there are guys that, you know, it's a pain thing too. And sometimes, like, you have and they have different grades, you know. You have a strain, a smaller strain, or you have a serious one. So I just think people's bodies are all different. So we see how it goes.
For sure. no other choice. We'll get some indication tomorrow. If he's even limited at practice, I think would be a really good indication. I would expect a DNP, though. Listen, the reality with the Commanders is everybody's hoping they turn this thing around, right? And that they're on the upswing. But sometimes there's downswings, too. But if your garage door is all downswings and not going up like it should, that's where you got to call Door Pro America. Whether it's a busted spring, a loud noise, or it just won't move, go with the pros at Door Pro America. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hey, Jeff, in your quest for physical fitness, you've lost a bunch of weight. You look good. I've been highly complimentary of you. I don't believe you're taking Ozempic, even if Fred Smoot does. Have you smoked less weed? Why, man?
No, that gives you the munchies.
I'm just saying.
So he may have stopped. I don't know.
When you burn a lot, you tend to not go to the gym as much and eat a bunch.
Now, crazy thing is, I have found myself smoking less, but it's not even because it is. I just don't really have that urge that much anymore. So
okay.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. We got too strong. I'm old. Weed nowadays, you take a gummy and you're tripping. Like, I'm out on that.
Yeah,
bring back the mids.
You're crazy.
BFT commenter always says that.
You're crazy without. I can only imagine.
I would love, I don't know who the right person would be. Maybe CK, because he knows us all. If we did crazy rankings of the five of us, me, B, Jeff, Landfill, and White Brian, he might be quiet, but he's crazy.
I think Brian might be the craziest dude in the building.
Yeah, I don't think anyone on this show is swimming in the hurricane waters except Brian.
That's it. I tried that when I was younger.
Well, JP, I think it'd go White Brian, JP, Jeff, Landfill, me.
B.
I'm far from crazy than y'all.
B, you were driving at like 6.
No.
11.
That's not crazy. I was told to follow him in the car, but hey, what you going to tell your dad? No, I'm not going to follow you. I was happy to follow him, but I'm not crazy. I'm just, if I have to go there, I could go there. But
you used to get in fights with defensive linemen. That's crazy.
No, he threatened me, so I had to get him.
You
fought a horse.
You did fight a horse.
I just punched the horse because the police officer was nasty.
You had a stick with nails sticking out of it in the back of your car in the chance you might need it.
That's to even up the fight.
Yeah, you crazy, bro. Landfill. A weapon with nails sticking out?
That's some like medieval S. Like,
I saw the movie, so I tried to make it.
Landfill, what would your crazy rankings be for the show?
I mean, B. Mitch is number one.
I'm far from crazy.
B-Mitch is definitely not fifth.
No, he's
I am probably the sanest person on this damn show.
He's either one or two.
I'm the sanest person on this show.
You'll argue with anybody for any reason, even when you agree with them.
You might.
That doesn't mean I'm not crazy. I'm crazy. That just means that if you're wrong, you're wrong. And if I'm right, I'm right.
I think it's possible you might be the least crazy person on this show. But only because we are a collection of lunatics.
Yeah, I know.
This is the literal circus, these 4 hours.
That's what I'm saying. Like, listen, bro, I get places with you sometimes, and I have to sit back and watch because I don't know what's going to pop off. Because you're different. And everybody around here can think what you wish, he's different. I already know this dude right here is a psychopath, the crazy fool. Right,
he's pointing at Jeff.
How? Jeff's
white,
crazy.
White Brian, he might
fight
sit over there and don't do anything, but every time he leave and come back, it's something up with him.
Yeah. Something
he
hurt,
left
something
the first
missing.
Time he came back, he had concussion. Come back this time, he came talk. I'm not talking about like the next morning. It's 2-3 days later, and he still can't talk. So he did more than just yell. That's the lie he want us to know. He was doing way more than just yelling. And in Landfill, a dude that just sleep and get go to the moon and sleep, go to the moon, that's crazy person.
Landfill is nocturnal and gets delivery movie theater popcorn. Landfill is crazy.
I mean, I did that. Yeah, I do that pretty regularly.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But I'm telling you, Looney Bin, right there.
Why Brian has a cup that says dog mom and doesn't have a cup? Doesn't have a dog.
Jeff had a guy that stabbed his tire like pretty much every 3 weeks for a year.
That's not my craziness, though. That's somebody else's.
Jeff is around a lot of craziness.
Jeff courts craziness.
I'm telling you, the more I pay attention to Brian, Brian's the craziest dude in this building.
Why Brian, what are your crazy rankings?
I think B-Mitch, well, you have to be crazy to play professional football.
That's a good point.
They pay you to play professional football. Not crazy.
Jeff, yep. 2.
Jeff's crazy.
JP, you're 3. Yeah. I'll go me 4, Landfill 5.
Yeah. Ho.
I think I'm firmly in the middle.
I don't know how you put your... First of all, I have never swam in anything with a hurricane.
I'm just a little injury prone.
No, what, you're just you a little damn voice? Crazy. If you don't do anything crazy, then you won't be injured. I grew up in Louisiana. True. There was a million hurricanes. Never got in the water.
We can't let him go to Louisiana.
He does specifically go to North Carolina during hurricane season, and then he goes swimming in hurricanes and hurts himself. I mean, that's crazy.
He'll be swimming the with the crocodiles.
The man that says, hey, let's go swimming in the water. I know it's very rough. It's a hurricane out there. That's a psychopath.
Our guy Tay just tweeted me, crazy rankings. Number one, White Brian gobbling up all those glizzies. Number two, Missionary JP. Number three, Jeff. Number four, B. Mitch. He's not crazy. That's just who he is. That leaves Landfill as the fifth most crazy.
Missionary JP, what do he mean by that?
Steak and potatoes. Keep it simple, baby. When we come back, we're having a discussion. Is AMAC here? Have we located him?
No.
That's who I know. AMAC. I don't know Anthony.
I think he's scared.
Get him. Jeff, produce. AMAC was screaming at Jeff yesterday.
During our show.
About who had the worst loss on Sunday. The Commanders get blown out to Dallas, or the Giants give up a huge fourth quarter lead to blow a game. Which loss was worse? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Welcome back, B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. It's time to get out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in our friend from NBA TV, Chris Miles. Chris, anything going on in the basketball world today?
Oh, man. Wimbenyama, Victor, Wimbenyama. I mean, I think we can all see. It feels like, you know, everybody's always having this face of the league conversation. And, you know, I asked the question, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Anthony Edwards, by the way, is the fan answer for that. But it feels like if Victor Wembanyama doesn't get hurt last year, he's just the answer. Like, we haven't seen anything like this before. He's serious. He's determined. And he just does things that, wait, what did I just see? Like, he's the guy that if you're trying to figure out what you want to watch, that's the guy. Like, that's the guy. If you're not a basketball person, if you're a casual, just watch him play.
Well, if you're the president of the fan club, also you think that too, not Chris. And we know you're
the president. Well, I'm the president of the Giannis club. You know that.
Well, Victor Wembanyama going to have to win some more games and do some other things for, like, you know, people don't give it. If you're not on a winning team, it's going to be hard for them to call you the face of the league.
Yeah, and this is the year.
No matter what you do, I mean, yeah, he needs to do it because the guy is unbelievable. He's a freak. But if you don't win, ain't nobody calling you the face of the league.
Well, so here's the thing, B. Mitch. He needed that second guy. Stephon Castle is that. Because, you know, they've had back-to-back rookies of the year. And De'Aaron Fox is out right now, and you couldn't even tell last night, right? That's an all-star, borderline all-NBA type caliber player. He's not on the floor, and with Stephon Castle, the reigning rookie of the year, it's like, okay, they got their 1-2 punch. The second pick in the draft, Dylan Harper, he's just like extra cheese for them, right? The peppers you put on your pizza. Like, you can decide if you need it or not, but, like, they don't even need him to pop, even though he was the second pick in the draft. Like, that's kind of where they are now.
Yeah.
What'd you make of the Wiz last night? Trey Johnson, impressive debut. Obviously, didn't go their way in the win column, but I thought some of the young guys showed some promise, and the Bucks did their thing and won the game pretty handily.
Well, I mean, Trey Johnson inspired me to post my interview with him from 2 years ago, right? Because, look, I said this to people, and I felt almost like, hey, are people watching? B. Mitch, you know this. Everyone kept saying the Cooper flag sweepstakes, right? And I'm like, I got to call these high school games with these kids for the NBA. And no, it's VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, Malawatch. Like, I view them all as equal talents. Ace Bailey to an extent, and people are like, Chris, you sound crazy. Well, lo and behold, VJ Edgecombe's first game, the most in a debut in 66 years, and Trey Johnson, 16 points off the bench, right? I think for Trey, his body type, he's going to need to grow into his body, right? They always talk about Cooper's youth. But with Trey, you talk to the Wizards coaches, which I did at Summer League. You watch him play and you think, can he withstand the physicality at his position in the NBA? I think he's going to need 2 or 3 years. Having said that, 16 off the bench in your debut, and you aren't even tapping, you know, 50% into your potential, I think Trey Johnson is the guy that's going to eventually lead the Wizards in scoring. Like, that's, you got your guy now. You know, so I'm so high on Trey. In the interview I just posted, he scored 11 points, 8 points in 11 seconds in a game.
I mean,
right?
That's
who you're dealing with.
You know, he's a pure shooter, and I think the thing about that, the difference between what he can do and what a lot of other guys do, the guys you say need to have a certain body type, they said it about Steph. Steph is in what year? 16th, 17th year? You know, you can still get it done when you're those type of guys. He doesn't have – he crawls half court, he can hurt you. You know, and I think he needs to just get a little stronger, which all of them do, but he doesn't have to get much more. He got to get the mental toughness to play in the league, and then that's going to change everything for him.
Yeah, B. Mitch, I'm going to send this interview to you because in the interview, his senior year of high school, he put on 15 pounds. So you have to understand, I saw this kid when he was a string bean, and I'm like, man, he's amazing, but, like, he doesn't have the body type. And then to see him his senior year of high school, his freshman year of college, and when I look at him now, I'm like, does he really? But that's what the coaching staff is saying. So I'm almost presenting to you how the Wizards coaching staff is looking at him and saying for him to be – this is the thing, B. Mitch. The expectation is for him to be one of the leading scorers in the NBA. So when we say that, like, the muscle – Steph has put on muscle, right? Steph looks completely different than he did his rookie year. And, like, Trey has – like, Wizards fans have to understand this. You got him at six, that's a steal. This is a guy that I've said this before. The previous year's draft, I would have taken him number one. I've taken him over Sarr, over Richard Shea. I'm taking him number one, and you got him at six. You lucked out.
Mm.
Talking with Chris Miles from NBA TV here on the Rude Guest Hotline. I want to ask you about the Sixers. So they beat the Celtics last night 117-116. Obviously the big story, VJ Edgecombe with 34 in his debut. Tyrese Maxey had 40, so 74 from their starting backcourt. Only 4 from Joel Embiid. Didn't look quite the same. What did you make of their win? Obviously impressive from the backcourt, but is he going to get back to the Embiid that we knew from before?
No, you got to move on from that thought process. And I think the 76ers have as well. If you get him there, look, man, Tyrese Maxey and VJ Edgecombe are two of the fastest players in the NBA, bar none. Like, you got two guys in a backcourt that against any backcourt, they're going to be the fastest in the NBA any given night. I said this to people when I saw VJ Edgecombe in high school, and like, I'm like, man, when he sat down and I talked to him, and you know this, B. Mitch, you talk to kids who sound like kids. Trey Johnson sounded like a kid. Jeremiah Fears sounded like a kid. Cooper has learned to sound more like an adult, right? Ace Bailey, to me, sounded like a kid. VJ Edgecombe, I was like, am I talking to, like, Michael Jordan here? Like this, and I'm talking about the polish of it, not the game. But I'm like, this kid, he sounds like a 30-year-old in how polished he is in his answers. And, you know, these nowadays, yes, sir, no, sir, kind of kid. I'm like, yo, what's going on here? And his bounce is ridiculous. His speed is ridiculous. And he's been working on his jump shot for over 3 years. I mean, you also have to understand the pedigree. These kids now, they're not going to your local high school and playing, you know, the kids from Montgomery County versus the kids from PG County and, like, who's better. They're playing in the Chipotle National Champ. Man. This kid was – he was cutting up – In FIBA, you know, World Cup games for the Bahamas, leading them in scoring. This kid for the Chipotle National Championship, you know, they travel, and just to kind of help you understand who VJ Edgecombe is, they travel every week, Thursday through Sunday, and play 3 games against the other top-tier players. That's what the Nike EYBL Chipotle National Championship is. So you got to think, when they're in 11th and 12th grade, they're playing – same thing with Trey Johnson. That's why these kids are different. It's a new crop, a new way that they're developing, and the league is behind it, and they're ready to come in and contribute.
Who do you think is the team to beat this year? Is it OKC still?
Man, obviously you got to give it to the champs, right? But I think we're looking for an eighth different champion in an eighth straight season. Never happened in the NBA before. I think the Thunder, and then you go maybe the Nuggets. Like, those are the two teams that if you're trying to see who you are, like the Rockets, right, on opening night, they're like, do we really have this with KD? They were trying to prove that they are them, right? In the Eastern Conference, you don't have that because of the Celtics, unfortunately, with the Jason Tatum injury. You don't have that in the East. So you take the Celtics out of that, I might be wrong about the Nuggets. Maybe people don't view them as the barometer, but like Nikola Jokic, man, three MVPs, one finals MVP in the last 4 years. You got to face them and see that's what you're seeing. So I would say those are the two teams, right? The Thunder one, the Nuggets two. But B-Mitch, it's not like when the Warriors are winning a bunch of championships or where the Heat had LeBron and Wade where you kind of felt that. It's like, okay, I think that's the team. If we beat them, we know we can contend for a championship.
Talking with Chris Miles from NBA TV. Last thing before we let you out of here. I don't want to put you in a bad spot here, but what do you make of the news from this morning about Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier?
I mean, it's always hard in this way. When you meet someone, you feel like you know them, and you see something like this come out. Chauncey Billups is one of those guys where it's like, man, no, I can't believe this. But I have to be a professional about it, right? But I'm like, no, Chauncey would never, man. He's such a stand-up dude. Like, maybe he was somewhere where people were somewhere, and now he's caught up in this, man. So for me, just being a stand-up individual, until there's proof against Chauncey Billups, I'm going to say, you know, I hope he's not involved. I hope it's a false allegation, and I wish him the best, man, because that guy has been nothing but a leader and a stand-up guy when I've been around him.
Totally.
Well, Chris, appreciate the time, and always great to chat.
All right. Thanks for talking.
All right, brother. Be cool, man.
That's Chris Miles. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Kind of cool to see this monumental stuff come together, man. Lanville, I'm going to send a picture to the boys in the aquarium about this setup they got out here in Ashburn. Mm-hmm. This joint is wild. Like, how would you describe this thing, B?
technically sound.
Yeah, man. They got some wires. It looks like something from a sci-fi movie. It's pretty damn cool. Rounding out the phone lines for Ask B. Mitch Anything, brought to you by Collars & Co. B and I love the Collars & Co. gear. You will, too.
Yep.
Collars & Co. is where comfort meets style. Upgrade your look with a dress collar polo today. Let's hit. They're all gone. That makes it easier. I hate when we have callers that I can't get to, but that actually works out better. B, we're going to talk to Andy here in a minute. How much fun you think he's having?
Andy, coaching? Tons. He loves that. He's in hog heaven.
I mean, that's his happy place, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, bro, Andy, well, you saw him in that little punt, pass, and kick thing when he was like 12 years old. He's bigger than everybody. So Andy had the mindset of a quarterback, I think, but he was an offensive lineman. But he, you watch him now, dude, that dude has fun out there. You see all those plays and stuff. He likes his players to get involved with, like, building plays and designing stuff, because then he feel like they can take ownership with it and they can be more into it, you know. So he got to be having tons of fun, man. I wonder how long he's going to go. Good question we can ask him. Are you having fun, Coach?
Yeah.
And how long more are you going to go?
Well, for Washington, Landfill has a really good poll question. You can vote in the poll at B. Mitch and Finley. The B. Mitch and Finley AAA Club Alliance poll question of the day: what will have the bigger impact on Monday? Jaden out with injury or Terry and Debo being back? The B. Mitch and Finley poll of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. What's your answer on that? Bigger impact, no Jaden or getting Terry and Debo?
Man, that's tough. I'm kind of like the other caller, though. I don't want Jaden out there if he don't have the right people to throw to. But I think getting
those, I think Peter said that.
Those two guys being back without Jaden out there, it's a better impact for the team at this moment. But not having Jaden out there has to be the biggest impact.
Right. I mean, he's a great player, and he's your starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Jaden is the real deal, and not having him is a massive impact. There's a reason ESPN wanted this for Monday Night Football. You know what I mean? And I think
they're about to call now.
Okay. Landy, it seems like Coach is about to call now, so let's be ready for that. Yep. Yep. Obviously, not having Jaden Daniels is a bummer. Patrick Mahomes actually got asked about not getting to face Jaden, and he said, you know, he wants to go up against the best of the best. And I'm reading now, Jaden, with the way he played last year, he's in that category. He's a talented football player. I've watched play since he was at Arizona State to LSU and now in the NFL. Cliff speaks very highly of him. Mahomes and Kingsbury are obviously very close. But, you know, Pat also said, Mahomes said, I know Marcus can play too. I've seen it firsthand at Arrowhead in the playoffs. I've seen him play throughout my entire career and have a lot of successful games, including this year. We understand it's still going to be a great challenge going up against a great football team and a guy that has had a lot of success in the NFL. Mahomes said of Cliff Kingsbury, he's one of the first people that truly believed me in me playing the quarterback position. He gave me a ton of advice of refining me, but letting me still just be me and play to my strengths. A great coach, a great person. Speaking of great coaches and great people, Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid joins us now. Hey, Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing great, Coach, man. JB was just asking me how much fun you're having. How much fun are you still having coaching at this point in your career?
Yeah, you know, I've got a good group, and so it makes it fun. They're high energy, and so as I get older and lower energy, they get higher energy, and they keep me going, you know.
Love that. How much fun is it to see you, to watch Mahomes play? I mean, you're a person who's devoted his life to football. To watch a quarterback play at that high of a level for this many years, how cool is that for you?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I appreciate the game, the history of the game. I've been blessed, been around some really good quarterbacks, and why some work? And then, you know, you get in your 60s and you get to coach this guy. So, I mean, it's that's a pretty good deal. And the thing I like the best is the way he goes about it. And he works his tail off. He's, you know, always here and grew up in a locker room. So he gets all that dynamic and he visits and with everybody and makes everybody a little better after he talks to them. So it's, you know, it's great to have that.
Coach, we was expecting to see Jaden go against Pat. You know, Jaden is a younger quarterback coming along. And have you watched some of him, and what are your thoughts of him?
Yeah, I think he's a great player. Yeah, it looks like he's a great kid. He's always smiling and he's into it. I've heard he's like the first guy in, last guy out guy, and works his tail off. So, and then he's probably, if not the fastest guy in the field, one of the fastest, and that just adds a whole nother dimension to it.
It has been really cool watching Jaden. When you have a young quarterback like that has to deal with injuries, what would you say to the player in those situations?
Yeah, you know, first of all, he's got a great head coach, so who's been doing this a long time, and I'm sure he's like the rest of us that way, where you just go, hey, take care of business, get fixed up and make sure you're in the training room and doing that, and let's get you back out there and go. But they're lucky that they have Mariota, because he's a good player too, and that and you're always looking for guys that are kind of similar, and Mariota can run and he can throw and do all that stuff, and he's a smart kid. So you know, he's got a good guy there, so he can heal up and get himself back in there.
Coach, I look at this. I met you in, 2000 I got there.
Oh, long time ago.
20-some years later. How much longer are you going to do this?
Yes, guys. Listen, Brian, I have no idea, man. I just, I have no idea. I kind of taking it year by year and see how things go. And somewhere my parents told me when they retired, I said, well, what made you want to retire? I mean, and they go, you'll just know. You know, we just knew there was time. So who knows?
Talking with Kansas City Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, Super Bowl winner, future Hall of Famer. Andy, I mean, your two head coaching jobs, Philadelphia and Kansas City, what is different about those two cities? I imagine it's a lot.
Yeah, there's some similarities too. I mean, they're passionate about football, both places, which I love. My parents were from the East Coast, so I always joked them. I was raised on the West Coast, so I always joked them, man, you guys have an East Coast attitude, you know, and big hearts, but they'll bite you. And the Midwest, you know, the Midwest is a little bit more low key in that, but I'll tell you, on game day, it's exactly the same, and it's like, I don't think if you're a visitor you want to come in here, and I don't think if you're a visitor you want to go to Philadelphia. So, and that's the part I appreciate the most about both places.
What city has the better food?
Oh man, well, you got the barbecue here, so this is second to none here, and then you got everything else in Philly. I mean, it's just like incredible. So, great Italian food. Those cheesesteaks just killed me. They took me to about 400 pounds.
You got any meals named after you there in Kansas City?
Yeah. No, the Junk Food Fridays, is that what you're talking about? Or the,
no, you remember, they had certain places in Philly, they had, like, the Andy Reid, you had the different little dishes named after you. Got anything in Kansas City?
Yeah, there's Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce just opened a restaurant, 1587 it's called, and they put a big red burger in there. So, I mean, I almost felt honored. I mean, I'm going, geez, I got my own burger here. So, you know.
What's on it?
Just about everything. Just about everything.
Yeah. Coach, what do you expect? I've been for a Monday night game in Arrowhead before. It's pretty epic. As everything has even grown more for you guys with Travis's podcast and Taylor Swift. I mean, just the eyeballs on Kansas City are so significant. What do you expect in Monday night?
Yeah, well, they always pack the place. So, I mean, it's GH Field, Arrowhead Stadium. There'll be a few people that show up there, and they'll be ready to go dressed in red, you know. And they get out here at 4 in the morning and start barbecuing in the parking lot here. So they'll be ready to go by, you know, a night game for sure.
Well, I'm going to definitely look for you, Coach, when I get there. But I need you to give me a suggestion of where to go get some good barbecue at.
Well, you know what? There's one on every corner, so you're not going to strike out for sure. You can pick any of them. You can pick any of them. I mean, from Q39 to Jack Stacks, I mean, there's a bunch of them. Right. LJ, I mean, they're, you know, shoot, you probably know them. I mean, you've been in this town enough. You know the places, man.
Well, I've been to a few places. I just wanted to know where you go so I can – you know, I might have to drop your name.
Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, I go to all of them. If you wait till after the game, they treat the visiting team, and so you'll get a free meal there, some good barbecue.
There you go. Right.
Well, I'm going to have to do that.
I just we know how much success the Chiefs have had with Andy Reid there. Mm-hmm. Do you want to guess Coach's win percentage with the Chiefs?
Oh man, about what, 78?
Yes, it's in the 70s. I mean, that is incredible, the success you've had in Kansas City, and certainly the success in Philly before it. Now, Coach, in the past, I've asked what it would take to trade Pat Mahomes to Washington. I'm done with that now that Jaden has arrived. But what about Nick Bolton? He's a guy that could really help here.
Yeah, listen, you got a good middle linebacker now. That guy's a good football player. So he's a future.
Maybe Karlaftis. Maybe Karlaftis. Then we're having DN trouble here.
Yeah, listen, I try to keep all my guys here, man. They're the best I can. I'm no dummy. So I mean, I know how you win games. You got to have good players, and so it's I check the ego at the door on all that stuff. You know,
yes, sir.
I get it.
Well, Coach,
that's why,
man,
I was lucky to have B-Mitch.
Hey.
Your partner there could do anything. He probably could have played middle linebacker.
I would have tried.
He's crazy enough.
Well, man, we appreciate you giving us some time, man. Tell Brad and say thank you as well, man.
All right. I'll do it for sure.
I see you this weekend, great Coach. Take care. Oh, see you Monday. Take care of yourself.
Thank you very much.
All right, man. Love you too, man.
Yep. Bye.
What a great dude.
Yeah.
What a great dude. It's just so cool to get to talk to him. And the level of success they've built in Kansas City is just unbelievable. And, I mean, he's won 72% of his games with 3 Super Bowl rings and 5 Super Bowl appearances. Like, you guys were really good in Philly. Don't get me wrong. He won almost 60% of his games with the Eagles, and that was a complete rebuild when he bought it, he took over.
Bought it.
I mean, from 2000 to 2004, they didn't win fewer than 11 games. And
I was there for 2 or 3 of those years.
And one of the things you got to say about Andy Reid is he identifies his quarterback and knows the guys that can play when others might have questions.
Yeah.
And he did it with Donovan. That thing was cooking with Donovan.
Oh, it was.
Then he did it with Mahomes.
Because the thing about it, like when he started talking about Dan – you know, that was a question I was going to ask him. He just automatically started talking about it. You know, but the thing of it is, he's honest, he's trustworthy, and he believes in his guys. And I think that right there is why guys play so hard for him. You know, you watch him, and as I think people said, he's loyal to a fault when it's his guys. You know what I'm saying? And if players feel you're in their corner, they will do any damn thing for you. Hell, that's why I retired. I left Philly in 2003, okay? The 2002 I left Philly. I still, you know, look up to him and admire the hell out of him. And, hell, he still comes on the show. So it says a lot about just having that connection with somebody. And I believed in him, and, hell, I guess he wasn't joking when he believed in me.
Well, dude, just for me as a kind of a bystander, right, mm-hmm. for Andy to say, I love you, man, mm-hmm. you haven't played for that dude in 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, relationships matter. And I think
they do. I remember the first time Coach Thompson, he's like, look, man, he said, I know you're busy coaching. You have a lot of players. Why do you come on the show when this dude call you? And he was like, look, man, if you have somebody in your team that you want to, that want to help you run the team, that would be Mitch. You know, he didn't care how big you were, how bad you were. If you were doing something you had no business doing, he was going to step to you and say something about it. And he say, I'll always come on for him. And, hell, this is what, 20-something years later, and he's still doing it. So
it's just really cool. I did just see a tweet from one Neil Greenberg.
Uh-huh, what did he say?
You know how Greenberg always ends his segment by saying, love you guys.
Uh-huh.
Greenberg tweeted, Andy Reid got a pretty quick I love you too from B-Mitch at the end of that segment.
Neil, don't call me out, man. You know I love you.
That's funny, dude. That is funny. Yep. It's so cool to talk to Andy Reid. And I wonder, what do you think? I think Monty's coming to the game this weekend. He was texting me. That scene at Kelce and Mahomes Steakhouse Sunday night might be pretty damn epic. Now, you're not going to see players, but, like, I would imagine Joe Buck and Troy Aikman will be there. Like, when we went to Jack Ruby's in Cincy.
Yeah, I might try to get that Saturday night.
When we went to Jack Ruby's in Cincy on the Sunday night of Monday Night Football, did you go with us? No, because we met up with you after at the hotel.
Yeah.
So, Lee had reserved a private room. And when we got there, they're like, listen, we have to move you to a different room, but it's going to be great. We'll buy you a round of drinks. And we were like, cool, no problem. And they're like, yeah, when ESPN called, we had to let Troy Aikman have the room.
Hell yeah. Hey, don't worry, I've seen Jay-Z have to move.
Who did he have to move for? Jeter?
Jeter. Jeter walked in.
What club was it? Tell that story.
It's Tao. Yeah.
And, this is New York in 03-ish?
Yeah, it's around that time. And they were like, they tell people, you Mr. Jeter show up, this is his seat. And my man, Jay-Z, was sitting there. And Jeter walked in. But Jeter like, hey, you can sit with me, man. You know, but they let you know if he comes in, this is where he sits. That's clout, baby.
That's how you know who's the king of New York.
That's clout,
I suppose.
Right there, baby.
Yeah, that is definitely clout. All right, that was awesome. If you missed any of our interview with Andy Reid, get on the Odyssey app, hit rewind, or wherever you get your podcasts. That was a lot of fun. I made a note of what Andy said about Jaden Daniels. He's a great player. It looks like he's a great kid. I've heard he's the first guy in, last guy out. And he added,
think about that. He ain't lying about that.
Well, he added, though, they're lucky they have Mariota. Kansas City is not looking past Washington in this game.
They're not.
Maybe it's time Washington fans don't look past Washington in this game.
Have some faith.
Let's talk about.
Enough of us have faith. Hey, come to light.
Let's talk about what expectations should be for this offense this week. Nobody go anywhere. It is B. Mitch and Finley.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer sitting in for JP today. It's time to get out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in Odyssey legal insider Amy Dash. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Amy, appreciate you hopping on today with the crazy news of the day this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so can you just kind of break down what some of these allegations are? I mean, we've seen now Chauncey Billups in with the poker ring. We've seen Terry Rozier dealing with potentially the sports gambling side. How are these connected, and what is this just all part of a massive scheme?
Well, it's part of a massive scheme, but there are two major cases. There are three defendants in both these cases that overlap, and one of them is Damon Jones, who's been indicted in both cases. So the first case is, as you mentioned, the sports betting case, where insider information was used, allegedly, to assist people in placing bets, a lot of those prop bets, which focus on the statistics of the player. And so these bets involved the unders, that there would be certain NBA players that were underperforming. And the FBI alleges that some of these players were cooperating by either passing along the information or removing themselves from the game or knowing that they weren't going to play, so that tens of thousands, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars in bets could be placed that they would not meet the statistics that were normally expected of them. The second case is... Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Now, it might be easier if we go, you know, sort of case by case, because the second case is pretty involved as well. So, you know, yeah. The insider sports betting conspiracy, that involved a lot of different teams, and they actually went on. I just got the indictment. I don't believe it's been made public yet. But they actually listed very specific games between very specific teams. And examples, if you want me to give you a couple examples, let me know.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, so March 24th, 2023, they are alleging that when the Trailblazers played the Bulls, there was a co-conspirator who told another defendant that the Trailblazers would be tanking this game, so intentionally losing the game to increase the odds of a better draft pick in the upcoming draft. Several of the best players would not be playing, and that was the four highest per game scorers from 2022 to 2023, and that ended up actually happening. They lost the game. We don't know if they intentionally tanked, but four of their highest per game scorers did not end up playing. So apparently this information came from an inside source. Again, April 6th, Orlando Magic versus the Cleveland Cavs. The Magic allegedly were not playing their regular starting lineup. This information that was not public got out to a bunch of bettors. A huge amount of money was placed on this game, and in fact, they ended up losing. February 9th, 2023, and January 15th, 2024, involved the LA Lakers. Damon Jones was an unofficial assistant coach during the 2023 season, and player three, who is not named in the indictment, was apparently a prominent Lakers player with access to information, and the allegation is that Jones sold this information for bets. They even cite a text message from February 9th game to a co-conspirator saying, get a big bet on Milwaukee tonight, allegedly from Jones. And then there's a few more examples involving a January 15th game with the Lakers, an Oklahoma City Thunder game, Toronto versus the Clippers, Toronto versus the Sacramento Kings. So there's a lot of teams involved in these allegations, and there are a lot of people that are listed as co-conspirators or prominent players that have not been named who are allegedly implicated in this whole scheme and providing that information.
Wow. So I look at around that time, the NBA basically got serious about the players, what they call it, the
load management
and all that crap. About, no, they want players to play, and they changed the rules. So if guys wasn't playing, you'll be fine. Would that happen to be something that came off of the heels or something like this? Because, you know, people all knew what players were going to play certain games because the media was getting that information too.
You're right in the fact that injury reports would come out. What they're alleging in this indictment is that this information would be passed along and the bets would be placed before those reports would come out. And in some circumstances, those reports would never actually come out. So somebody would say, for example, that they were not going to be playing in that game. So they're alleging that Terry Rozier in one game said he would not be playing and then, in fact, removed himself. A lot of bets were placed on his unders, him not meeting his statistical norms, and then he removed himself in less than 10 minutes of play for a purported injury. So some of it, yes, ultimately those reports would come out, but this would all happen uh-huh. before that, and then some of it, no, they would never be made public.
That thing with Terry right there, I was reading a story this morning that said he played like 9 minutes or something in that game. He normally played about 35. He said he had a hurt foot, but he didn't play any more games right after that. So did he really have a hurt mm-hmm. foot or not? I mean, because if he didn't play the games afterwards, you know, what happened?
Yeah. Well, we don't know, right, because these are all allegations and everybody's innocent until proven guilty. But what they're saying is that they believe that this scheme involved one of his close friends from childhood, a guy named De Niro Laster, and that De Niro Laster was allegedly involved in all this. And what happened after went out of that game is that a lot of people won a lot of money, and Laster ended up traveling to Philadelphia, according to this indictment. And they're also saying that Terry paid for his trip to Philadelphia, and upon his return, he went straight to Terry's home with the money where it was counted, and Terry was allegedly given a piece of those winnings. So what's been happening is they've been building these cases for 4 years, some of them. And so they are citing, the feds are citing thousands of hours of video surveillance that was conducted, dozens of search warrants on electronic devices. So they're claiming they have a lot of evidence, not only in writing, but in secret surveillance.
Wow.
Talking with Odyssey legal insider Amy Dash, what are the next steps here? What happens to Terry Rozier? I do want to talk about the Chauncey Billups thing here in just a second, but specifically with Rozier on this side, what happens to him?
Well, so, you know, he'll have to present his defense. And right now he is facing, it looks like he's facing the conspiracy to commit wire fraud charge, which is basically a scheme to defraud people using communication and interstate commerce, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. So using proceeds from unlawful activity, transmitting that, trying to conceal it or disguise it, and just transmitting monetary transactions through illegal proceeds. These are both federal charges that carry up to 20 years. However, a lot of things factor into how the sentencing guidelines if someone is convicted. So how much money was lost? Is there any restitution, money given back? What's the number of victims? They're claiming that tens of millions of dollars were funneled through these operations for both cases. But also they look for criminal history. And just to remind you, the college basketball scandal, some of those participants got just 6 months on similar charges to this. So I think the more concerning thing is the NBA and the fallout there, because we know that Jonte Porter got a lifetime ban, and he also is mentioned multiple times in this indictment.
So this is not a brand new case. This is now additions to what Jonte Porter was. So this is something else.
One
that's
of the cases is
that.
It seems like one of the cases, is a continuation of
right,
that
cool,
because
cool.
They're saying that this activity was spanning multiple years. So they've been working on it for a long time and probably building a case, as they said, piece by piece. So the evidence is probably ample here.
So the Chauncey Billups deal now, when you hear it, you don't think it's as serious as the other, because when you're a guy who played in the league, betting on your league and on yourself, that seems very, very serious. But as you hear more stuff coming from the Chauncey's deal, that might be bigger than the other one.
Yeah, well, it's certainly it's different. It's an allegation of illegal gambling taking place in multiple locations, spanning from Vegas to New York City to the Hamptons to Miami. Rigged poker games is the allegation that professional athletes like Billups and Damon Jones were allegedly used to lure people, sort of the attracting force there to get people to participate in these underground illegal poker games, where they were using high-tech cheating technology to steal millions of dollars from people and secretly fixing these games. And the allegation is that Billups and Jones knew all about this, that they were a big part of it. They were using off-the-shelf, not necessarily them, but the operation was using off-the-shelf shuffling machines, the indictment says, to read the deck cards, predict which players had the best hands, and then they would relay that to an off-site operator. That information would then allegedly go back to someone at the table who was called the quarterback, who would signal to others. But the sophistication is really amazing. I mean, the FBI is saying there were poker trip tray analyzers where they can secretly read cards with hidden cameras. There were some people had special contacts and eyeglasses that could read pre-marked cards. There was an X-ray table, allegedly, that could read cards face down on this X-ray table. And then they're saying that members of the mafia from four different families were brought in to sort of protect these games and prevent any type of competition, and then in exchange we're taking a portion of the proceeds and then using this money to fund their criminal enterprises. That is the allegation here.
Wow.
We don't have much time, Amy, but I got two quick questions. What does that mean for Chauncey then? Is like, how serious are these allegations? What could that mean for him?
He's actually facing the same exact charges as Terry Rozier.
Okay.
So, again, same, up to 20 years potentially if convicted, but not necessarily realistic to say that because so many factors come into play. And if he has no criminal history, it could be a couple months. It could be supervised probation if he even gets convicted. But he's going to have to put up a strong defense. And then I think the larger implications, again, are whether these guys get the lifetime ban from the NBA.
So this is the thing about the sports betting. Yes, I understand that. you can get a lifetime ban from the NBA. But the actual illegal poker stuff, can they, you get a lifetime ban for that?
You know, the NBA and Adam Silver over the past couple of days has been very vocal about the fact that they are cracking down on, you know, participating in anything that's considered illegal sports betting. So I personally, this is my opinion, but I do think that illegal poker games would fall under that category. Of course, it doesn't involve NBA players, but there are things in the contracts, there are things in the NBA rules that basically say that if you're involved in unlawful behavior, there can be consequences. Whether it's going to rise to the level of a lifetime ban because it doesn't specifically involve these mobile operators, that I don't know.
So if Chauncey or Damon Jones, whatever, if either one of those guys, if it comes to find out that they did not know what was truly going on and they were also being, getting their money taken, you know, how could that be then used against them? Because I think that we got poker bets going, poker tournaments going at every neighborhood around the country every weekend.
Mm-hmm. Right. And some of them, and the indictment said, some of those poker tournaments are legal and some of them are rigged. And so what you're saying would be a meritorious defense. That's valid that they could bring that up. Also, we know in the indictment that Jontay Porter allegedly was threatened because of past gambling debts to provide insider information. So they could also bring up the defense of that they were under duress. You know, maybe they had debts of their own and they were threatened into this. So there's a lot of different possibilities, and I think it's important to recognize that people are innocent until proven guilty. And at this stage, it is just allegations until the evidence becomes public.
Last thing, real quick, Amy, do we know how they got tipped off to this? Was there someone that was a whistleblower, or how do they figure this out?
Well, what's interesting, we don't know exactly, but what's interesting is that Damon Jones is a crossover defendant. It lists some people as co-conspirators who are defendants in the other case. So it seems like there were people who were cooperating and sort of, you know, going along with this investigation, which would make sense as to how they got all of this information. But what I found really interesting was that there were a number of players and co-conspirators who were listed as former NBA players and coaches that have not yet been named that may have been cooperating and also participating.
Amy, appreciate the time. Great insight.
Thank you, Amy. Appreciate you.
My pleasure, guys. Take care.
That was Odyssey Legal Insider Amy Dash. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all of the latest lines today.
What
on
is the Twitter
MGM
world saying, Toby?
It's
the
wild.
Twitter world is implicating one guy.
I'm not even going
to
mention it.
We ain't going to say it. Talk to you off air, Landfill.
Listen to the irony of this. We got to make some bets next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.